Good morning. We're continuing on Chayyotim, and we're learning Klal Mevav Siman Yud Aleph, and we're talking about Birchus HaReach. So the Gemara has the actual nusach that a person is supposed to say Birchus HaReach. Nowadays it's printed in many Sidurim and benchers, etc. Once upon a time, they would just say the Rachamons, and they would not say the Birchus HaReach. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Siman Reish Aleph, he brings from the Sefer Lechem Chamudus, he was Toma. Lama onu mishanim nuzach abroch the balabais mimash and nemer b'shas. He doesn't understand why we do not use the language that the Gemara says, and we're making up our own harachamons, etc. Now these harachamons, where do they come from? Where do they mention? It's interesting. The harachamons are already mentioned in the Siddur of Rav Amram Goin. Rav Amram Goin was one of the goinim in Babel post Gemara. And at one point in time, somebody sent to him a request if he could put down a nusach of different tefillos that we need to say, etc. He was where the person was living, I'm not sure. But the primary Torah center's word still in Babel, but the Kliyos was spread out already at that point in time, all around the Mediterranean basin, and in Spain and France, etc. And people would send questions to the Goinim. And because of those questions, we would have the answers to many different halachas, etc. So Rav Amram wrote, in response to that, a whole nusach of what a siddur is supposed to look like. And it's known as Seder Rav Amram Goin. That is our first siddur. That is the first known siddur that we have. And in that siddur, he already mentions the harachamons. So it was already in the time of the Goinim, this idea of saying the harachamons was added. It's not something newfangled added in the 17th century. This is already being added in the time of Aram Goin, which I think was in the 8th century. Okay, that's Choshev. But it's not the Gemara. So can you say the Birchus Balabais during the harachamons? So there are many parts would say yes, that you can say that during the Rachamons, and that is an appropriate time to say it. So many people, what they do is they say the first six Rachamons, and then in the place where there was a Rachamon of being Mevorach to Balabayas, they stop there and they say the Nusach of the Birchus HaReach, which is mentioned in the Gemara. He wrote Shalayvash Balabayas Balamazawi Klem Lamaba. They follow the Nusach. And add that nusach in over there. So, that's one option. We mentioned already that the Brisker Rav was Makbet, and this is a diuk that the Rabbi Zalman in his Sefer Evan Ozel is Madaik in the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says that when there's an Areach, it says, he's Moisev Bo Bracha LeBalabayis. So, it sounds like it's an extension of the Bracha of Ayach Asreinu, Teva Meitiv. In the bracha of Atoyba Meitim, the Bereshim is good. We then ask that the Bereshim should be good to this Balabayas. And that's how we're supposed to say Birchus HaReach. And we say it there at that point. So either way, the person does, he has what to be Samechan. But the person should say the full Nusach. And Mishnah Berurah brings, he doesn't know why is it that we don't say the full Nusach. And we did mention that nowadays, really, this Nusach can be said by everybody, not only the one that's saying in the Kreis. And Aruch HaShulchan does point that out. That nowadays each person is benching, so all of the guests are mechuyev to give a bracha to the balabais b'fnei atzmoi. And Rabbi Yashu was quoted in the Sefer Zos Bracha to that effect as well. And this is quoted in the most of Dirshu, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Aleph. Okay, so that covers everything we want to touch on over here in the Inyanim of Birchus HaReach. The last point. We'll mention one point over here that the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Aleph, it is a mitzvah to try to be the one who leads the benching. As opposed to being sitting there and being Yotzei, you should be the one who's saying it. So that raises interesting questions. How do we look at the relationship of Shemei Ka'ona to actually saying it? And it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that the evil of Shemei is Ka'ona, by listening, it's equivalent of saying it, it's still not as good as actually saying it. So the Prima Gadim says a language that we have a concept of mitzvah yibo, yosem ribashlucha. It's better to do it yourself than to use a shliach, which raises a lot of questions in his understanding in Shemei Ka'ona. And one day we're going to give a lamda shashir, we can discuss that point. But it is pointed out that nowadays everybody is benching themselves. Mishnah Berurah says, the Shir of Sion says, I'm not sure that this halacha of trying to be the one who leads applies anymore. And whoever is chosen is chosen. I don't try and push myself forward to be the one who leads the benching. Have a good day.